you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. Dee, first a few qualifiers to help bring people up to speed on what happened yesterday and what's going on today as you are joining me in the studio. Marianne is actually still not feeling well. I think since last Friday, sore throat and some other different things not having her up to speed, but it did afford you and I to spend 45 minutes sharing and praying and talking through things. So thank you, God, for Dee Chesler, who's going to join me today for the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends as we read from our beloved Prime Lifetimes publication. And we're going to read a story that Dee contributed to this month, the August edition, titled The Four D's of What's in a Name. But first, Dee, there's more. But first, I want to highlight for those of you that were tuned in yesterday that thought it was like Groundhog Day, scratching your head. Didn't I hear this program a week ago? Yeah, there was a repeat. In light of our Monday staff retreat and getting home late, I didn't even make it to the Monday night Singing Men rehearsal. Tuesday, I just thought I was going to let last week's program re-air and I could explain it today. As Karen has already said, if it was good enough to hear once, it's good enough to listen twice. So that was a re-airing yesterday. Intentionally, I just didn't have the energy or the time to get into the studio and do a program.
Wait a minute. Mark Burns without energy?
Yeah, that's right.
I cannot, for one, picture that.
Yeah, the ever-ready buddy had the rest a little longer yesterday. But we had a fantastic God-honoring staff retreat on Monday.
Oh.
We went down to Effingham, Illinois, to Lake Sarah.
Oh.
Friends of this ministry, friends of mine, Doug and Stacy Schroeder, have a house on Lake Sarah.
Oh.
And we had a men's retreat there about a month or two ago. 15 of us guys, Pinnacle Partners, met down there and had like three different sessions and breakfast and lunch. And
wow.
Thoroughly enjoyed it with a boat ride. And so I was thinking.
I have to ask.
Yes.
Is that a real lake or a man-made lake?
Man-made lake, but lots of tributaries, and it's, I forget how many miles worth of shoreline. It's fantastic. But
I'm just looking forward someday to hearing somebody say, oh, it's a real lake.
A real
in
lake.
In Illinois.
Actually, this lake was man-made because in the 40s or 50s, Doug gave a little history, they ran out of water during a big fire. And
oh
so there
goodness.
Was no water. And so even the hospital in Effingham burned and people died.
I remember
in the
reading
hospital
about that.
Because of
yes,
no water.
Yes.
And so they determined, the town got together at some point and said, let's dam up this area and create this big lake. So that'll never happen again. That was the intention behind it.
Yeah, that was an awful, awful thing.
Yeah, I think 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
So we had our retreat. Five of our board members attended, along with our Springfield Champaign Fisher staff. And I had set out three sessions. So here's my recap that went out on Tuesday to the staff and board. And then I'll share a few things, ad lib here a little. But I think it'll help our listeners recognize our intention for this retreat and seeking after God and how he's going to provide for the future of
yes.
this ministry. But I said, hey, all, thanks for your involvement in our staff retreat yesterday. So their staff retreat was on Monday. It began basically at about 8:30 in the morning and went to about 5 in the evening. So it was a full day. I said, thanks for your involvement in our staff retreat yesterday. Whether it was by attending or praying for it, I believe God was honored and it brought our team closer together. So I'm not going to ad-lib. I'll read through this whole thing and then I'll jump back because there's many things I could say throughout and then you would lose the continuity of what I was even sharing.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So your participation exceeded my expectation and your storytelling, sharing, and input made it a special day for all. By beginning our time with prayer and worshiping God through words, we were off to a great start. Highlighting some of our ministry's history and recounting all of the God sightings along the way was a great encouragement. I have to ad lib here because I put, be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. That's out of Habakkuk. So that's a verse that I lifted out. Wow, it was exciting sharing all the ways he hath provided. Used a little King James there. Anyways.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yay, God, for everyone's transparency and heartfelt sharing during testimony time. How wonderful it was to see how God was at work in so many different ways and how all of our faith journeys brought us together to serve this ministry. I believe we all found the calling cards fun, helpful, and revealing. Thanks for sharing your personal insights, and it was special hearing all the connections being made. Need I say anything about all the food, hospitality, and accommodations? Wow, God, again, we had the best hosts, Doug and Stacy Schroeder, that served with passion and enthusiasm. And the boat ride. Thank you, God, for our skipper extraordinaire who acted as tour guide, giving us such a peaceful and pleasant ride across Lake Sarah. The above was just my short opening introduction. You had to be there to get this. As you know, and we talked about beforehand, I could go on and on. And
there's no such thing as a Mark Short introduction.
Yeah, they had fun stating that they don't know anyone that gives any longer introductions to a guest than Mark Burns. But anyways, that was kind of a delight for everyone to rib me on. Thank you for the wonderful God-honoring day. And then I said, P.S., Paul, Carolyn, Marianne, Donna, and board members who could not be there, we prayed for you, and thanks for praying for us. Because those that couldn't make it to our staff retreat, the board members or the staff members all said, we'll be praying for that gathering. So we began by, we had a great breakfast, and then we sat around a couple tables and had a time of prayer. And what's so unique, and I learned this at our special prayer gathering a few weeks ago, which we'll have this Thursday night, those of you that want to pray for revival, for God to do a unique work in our area. We're meeting here at the Great News Media Center at 7 p.m. to really petition God. But a few weeks ago when we met, and we did this on Saturday, prayer isn't just giving out to God your laundry list of things that you want or things that you're hoping for or interceding on behalf of others. Now, that's certainly a part of prayer, but true prayer should always begin with worshiping God to begin with. God,
yes.
You are holy. God, you are wonderful. God, thank you for allowing us this opportunity to seek after you. And so we began that retreat with just worshiping God through prayer, through words. And then we asked God to, you know, use this day to direct us, to lead us. But I think all prayer should always begin with that element of just worshiping God for who he is.
Definitely.
So that's how we started the day. So that's why I wrote we were off to a great start. And then I had a whole long sheet of line listings of all the different ways, a summary of some of the ways God has worked through the many years. And I had dates on when this came together, or this happened, or this frequency went on the air. And so I got to tell many, many stories.
How fun to see it all.
Yes. And that was just what I could fit with little line listings. I don't know. There might have been 40. Oh, well, here you can kind of see. Look at how many listings.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's just a summary. There are so many more things I could have put in, but I highlighted all those. So that took well over an hour, but we gave God all the glory on the ways he's brought things together. And then we had a little break, and then there was testimony time. And so everyone got to share a little insight into their faith journey. And so they, you know, gave their name, where they were from, favorite food, favorite hobby or activity.
Favorite
then,
radio station.
Yeah. What would they do if they had $50 million? And then share a brief insight into your faith journey. So everyone did that. So that took a long time, but that was wonderful and very God-honoring. And then we had a very delicious lunch where Doug and Stacy prepared everything. They grilled. We had chicken and burgers and fixins and sat out at the boathouse right on Lake Sarah. So it was a ideal location, and everything was just set for sharing, and great temperature, and the weather was great. And then I took everyone through the calling cards. This was something I went through some years ago, and I spent a little time telling you about it this morning, and may do it here at the Great News Media Center at some point. But it's a deck of cards with a lot of words and concepts on it. You go through and what's true of you, what's kind of true of you, what's not true of you, and you go through these 52 cards, and then you have the piles, and then you go through the two piles, what's true of you or somewhat true of you, and then you find 10 that are very true of you of those. And then of those 10, you can narrow it down to 5 that are just so core to you that it's really who you are in essence. And then you pick out the 3 that if any one of those was pulled out of your life, you would be unfulfilled, or it'd be like you'd lost your arm. A piece of you would be missing or would die in you if you couldn't do this or be a part of that or dream this way. And so that then allowed there to be a lot of discussion of who we are as followers of Jesus and how he's wired us to be. Some had that component of caretaker, and they just love caring on people or bringing joy or humor or fixing things. And so it was a great thing. And I think some point I'll probably do it at the center. I'll invite like 40 of our listeners to come together and everyone will get their own deck of cards. They cost about $15, but we'll work something out where we'll have a night to do that. So we did that.
What a great way to identify those things, because we're always not aware of that.
Oh, and I told you this, you know, I'm already a little hoarse because Dee and I had extra time this morning as we were talking through the program, and I told her how it revealed aspects of my personality and traits that nobody had ever identified or I didn't know were so core to my very way of flourishing for the Lord. And you were kind of fascinated a little, or I think you were humored by my animation on what I had told you about
I'm
myself.
I'm always humored by your animation.
So, but it is. It was really revealing, and I think it helped some of the team members. In fact, a few wrote, and that we will have time for your story, but listener letters might have to go another time. But one of the people wrote to me in response to sending out this recap that I just read. It was an outstanding retreat. They appreciated the leadership. This morning, God gave me some gentle questions and made some additional convictions that'll help me understand people and myself better. Another person said, thanks for all the planning and preparation that went into the retreat. It was such a blessing. It was so encouraging to hear all the testimonies of God's faithfulness in the lives of his children. God was glorified over and over again. I appreciate getting to know the staff and the board members even better. And Doug and Stacy went above and beyond in making that day absolutely perfect. What a gracious, godly couple. Thanks again. And then shared some other personal things and wonderful things. Another one that attended said they liked the summary and said it was a terrific day! A couple personal highlights for me from our time together was, and then he has 3 bullet points. I was especially impressed and moved by the testimonies regarding, and I won't highlight this person, but by the testimony of this special person and their selfless involvement in the ministry these many years. Her life is a testimony to the faithfulness of God through very trying circumstances. I have a new appreciation and respect for the significance of her contributions to the ministry and look forward to working with her in the future. And then the second bullet point, getting to know board members that were there as well was also rewarding. It helped me feel more connected to the overall ministry. We are all serving God together as a family, whether in Champaign or Springfield. And then finally, I was also moved by your testimony surrounding, and I gave a miracle story that God used in my life. It was that parting of the Red Sea moment for me. And they said, I clearly saw your heart as you were moved to tears recounting the events that led up to this special blessing from the Lord. And then they go on to say, thank you for having this event. Your enthusiasm and guidance throughout the day was spot on. I look forward to future opportunities to enrich the Koinonia experience that was experienced by all who attended. And so there's many, many more things I could say, but God was at work. We prayed that he would not only unify our team, but give us vision for the future. And it's unique when you bring people with different gifts and life experiences and temperaments and lifestyles and just the various things that every church needs, people with different gifts to step up and use their gifts for the benefit of all. And that's what I got to see with everyone on Monday, just how God is knit together this very unique team, all very different. And that is very good because it brings different aspects and choices and life experiences to help us have the best decisions moving forward.
So, yes, what a blessing.
And as I said, Dee Chesser is a beloved friend and came early and we got to share and pray and is a content contributor. She leads our children's choir, which a few more people have asked when might they get together.
Wonderful.
So we'll keep praying that up.
Yes.
That's probably on the radar now and something
yes.
that we'll do in the days ahead. And she's just been a faithful follower of Jesus, one of those free agents for Jesus that God has used to enrich my life and challenge me and help me grow. And yet a great encourager, a great, great encourager. And a delight when it comes to reading her story. And I think we'll have just enough time to read from the August edition, this month's edition of the Prime Life Times. And her story was titled, The Four D's of What's in a Name.
All right. I'm guessing it was a fun family thing when Uncle Bud and Auntie Grace, as little kids we couldn't say aunt or auntie, or aunt or auntie, whichever way you say it. So these particular female family members became Annie. Annie Grace gave all their children names that began with D. Hmm. The plan didn't quite pan out, though. Dennis, Douglas, Gary, and Doreen all started their school years in a one-room country schoolhouse. Did you notice in the list above that there are three D's and one G? Mm-hmm. When little Dwayne Gary arrived at school, there were already two other boys there named Dwayne. The teacher didn't think she could handle a third D, or Dwayne, so the latest little Dwayne was called by his middle name, Gary. Mm-hmm. The teacher retained her sanity, and little Dwayne was Gary for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. The cuteness of four children with D names was lost forever. There were two older cousins, Bob and Beverly. Evidently, their parents weren't in on the game. But mine joined in and named me D. Mm-hmm. As a youngster, my family always called me by my first and middle names, D Ann. And that continues today, though only for family members. Mm-hmm. Later, my parents broke the
mold. Or when Marianne and I want to get under your skin and like you're in trouble, Deanne.
That will do it. That will do it. Later, my parents broke the mold, naming my brother Craig. By the way, my mother's name also started with a D, Dortha. She was known as just Annie to my cousins because no little kids in our family could say Auntie Dortha or even Annie Dortha. Her brothers must have had the same trouble because in her family she was known as Sis, a name that stuck for the rest of her life. Our family visited our grandparents once or twice a month, and their farm and the farms of my two uncles were in close proximity to one another. So the city cousins and country cousins enjoyed some wonderful growing up times together. The younger cousins, six of us, really enjoyed pranking. We didn't pick on cousin Bob because he was so much older and bigger. However, there was his younger sister, Beverly. We loved her, but she was often the victim of the younger cousin's pranks and fun. She didn't think it was much fun, though. I remember one prank at Granddad's and Grandma's house. Beverly and her best friend had gone into the outhouse. We locked the door from the outside and threw one or two firecrackers in the window. I don't remember exactly who threw the firecrackers, but I think Dennis and I came up with the idea. When the dastardly deed was tattled to the parents and grandparents, the six younger cousins all vehemently denied knowing who was responsible. We all feigned innocence. No one would admit to the crime. Mm. That was another thing we did. In addition to having fun and coming up with awesome pranks, we stuck together. There were even times when we pulled pranks on each other. I remember one of those times perpetrated by the boy cousins and my brother against the girl city cousin, me. It involved a dog and a nest of newborn mice. I won't tell the story here, but it horrified the city cousin. as it was intended to. You can probably imagine what they did.
Yeah.
Now, so many years later, Doug and Gary and Cousin Bob are in heaven, along with two of the cousin's spouses. But Dennis and Doreen have kept their names honorably, despite the history of pranking. I hope the rest of us have, too. When I entered school, I was no longer called Deanne, but Dee, my first name, and that continues now. Today, if someone calls me Deanne, I jump and look around, half expecting that person has discovered who was behind the firecracker incident.
Oh, classic. And this is a lovely picture. You almost want to get this month's edition just to see this picture of the four children right in a row here. Cousins Douglas, Dennis, Dwayne, Gary, and Doreen. Cute. Now, these were all your cousins?
Those were the cousins. One family. Yep. Uncle Bud and Annie Grace's children.
Well, thank you, Dee. Copyright by D.A. Chesser. Used by permission. Award-winning writer, Dee directs the Great News Radio Children's Choir. And you can contact Dee at deannchesser@gmail.com. So that's D-D-E-E. A-N-N, and Chesser, C-H-E-S-S-E-R, @gmail.com. Give her some feedback, some encouragement. And we love you, Dee, and we appreciate you being available. We'll be praying up Marianne. Hopefully she'll be back in the studio tomorrow.
So.
And in fact, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, as mentioned early in the broadcast, there will be a special prayer gathering here at the Great News Media Center for those passionate followers of Jesus that want to see God at work in our community. It's at 7 o'clock. We'll be done by 8:30, but call so we can plan accordingly if it's something that interests you and you're a passionate, enthusiastic follower of Jesus. 217-367-7777. Well, thank you, Dee. We'll be praying up Marianne, and
yes,
hopefully we'll be all together for the next time you come in here. And as mentioned, maybe down the road we'll have a night here at the Great News Media Studio where I'll walk about 40 of you through the calling cards.
Oh, that would be so
fun. Find out maybe a unique gift or aspect of your personality that you never thought much about, but will be core to you being effective for the Lord. So, all right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.